All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya.
Yeah.
And we are back for Act 2 of the Eric Zane Show podcast. It's too bad I had to cut it because lately I've been getting some great crowds on the Twitch stream. Approaching 50 at times. I'm like, oh my God, that's great for me. That is, some people are like, God, it sounds horrible easy. It's good. That's really good for me. And it keeps growing. One at a time. I am in this for the long haul. You know, the lion's share of the people that follow me follow the audio podcast. But it's awesome to have this crew here every day to give me the feedback so that we can communicate. The chat is my text line. So, when I had Rick on, the chat was busy. Now, Rick, first of all, talks a million miles an hour. He knows that. And right away, I think Chris D was the first person who started to destroy Rick and accusing him of minutiae, saying things like, what did you have to eat at the Mexican dinner? And all this shit. And just busting his balls. Now, I will say that everybody loved Rick's story. Everybody loved it. So I didn't want him to get the wrong idea that people didn't like his story or anything like that. There was, I think, only one really one hater. Because Chris was picking on him, and so was Maureen. But I could tell that they liked it. In fact, they just confirmed that they did, in fact, like that story. It was a great story. Maureen says, oh, I enjoyed the story, too. I was just kidding, as indicated with the laughing emojis and the LOLs. Oh, I know. But your stories are boring. I'm not kidding when I tell you that. They're horrible. I want to stick my head in the oven. Anyway, Rick was going somewhere. It was an epic telling. The idea that he was setting us up for all the bad things that were happening to him. And just when you think it couldn't get any worse, an angel emerges from the scene and just fixes it all. Amanda was the one who was like, ah, it sucks. Thank God I got an ad. Tyler says, I'm late. Did I miss the beat down? Yeah, you know, I've backed off. I've chilled out. There's no point in doing that. Everybody loved that goddamn story that Rick told. That was wonderful. I cannot wait to look up Demolition Derby Guy. Kenny says Chris D was the first one I saw say they were thankful for ads. Just an FYI. Is that, well, okay, yeah, maybe, but. Chris says, I apologize for the humor, Rick. It was a great ending. Just thought it was long in the tooth is all. Yeah, the thing is, it moved, though. You know, I mean, Rick is smart enough to know how to tell a story. He had to give you all the details of the crazy shit that happened to him. You know? Epic story. Truly fantastic. By the way, I said just moments ago, I was talking about one at a time, building the show one at a time. And that's kind of been my go-to. And I have said to you that I get maybe one or two a week, but they're happening more and more. People who I have managed to, just by saying that, that Ben Glaze and myself, EZ, are trying to pull people out of the voodoo that is the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show. Before I get to that, though, Tyler writes, hitting all the details while speaking at 1,000 words a minute helped move it along. It was a great story. Oh, yeah. Rick knows that. It's like he's on coke. Logan writes this, and he sent an email to the Shoreliners Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. EZ, excuse me, started listening for a while now. Been listening for a while now. Was a longtime FBHW fan, and you did change my ways big time. That show is complete ass. I do not understand the voodoo they had on me, but as soon as you pointed out the shit segments, I can't even hate listen anymore. I love everything you are doing. I'm trying to become one of the legendary show members and support any way I can. Let me know if you ever need anything, and hopefully we can keep in touch. Logan, if you do run out of things to listen to on the free platform, by all means, don't be a stranger on Patreon. There you might see glimpses of my fat face. More so than you do here. For who are these free beers alone? Chris says, Logan, he likes when you show up at his house and block his mailbox. I wrote music to my ears, Logan. Thanks so much. What was it like when you realized, quote, this sucks? Most people tell me it's like a fog has lifted. He follows up. He says, easy for me. I've been listening since 08 or around there. And up to around there, your departure from the show, I was in high school, so my listening was limited. Picked it back up around the Joe incident, which one? And that brought me to your podcast, but I was holding on strong to Free Beer and Hot Wings. What got me was how different everyone was acting with active weed talk, the divorces, and what began my slide to freedom was Greg constantly saying, that's pretty cool, for every video they played. It bugged the shit out of me. And when Steve began to try and be a content driver, I was O-U-T out. Tyler says it's like EZ is Morpheus and offering the listeners of Free Beer and Hot Wings the red pill or the blue pill. I know that's a reference to the Matrix, but I don't get it. I'll take your word for it. All right. This from the Olympics. The aforementioned Chris D sent it along. Not sure what this team, what team this guy plays for. But all he's doing is talking about how it's been a pretty competitive Olympics so far. He mentions how strong the team from Israel is. And that's all it takes for this fuckface standing next to him, the old dick in the glasses, who roots for Israel. But blonde soccer player says Israel has a strong team. And fuckface old cock starts going, no politics, no politico, no politico. Soccer player tries to say, no, I'm just talking about soccer, man. Football, just talking football. And this cock's not having it. So finally, soccer player says, fuck you then, and takes it to a new level. Audio check. Video check. Here we go.
And what do you think about the game?
I thought it was a good game. I thought in the beginning Israel was better, but now Mali is getting is destroying them, I think. Israel is not bad. Israel is not bad, but
no politic here.
I think,
no politic here.
I think Mali is going to destroy
no politic
them
here
today.
Stop.
No, I'm just talking about football. No I'm just talking about football.
The best. No politic here. Okay?
Free Palestine. Free Palestine. Free Palestine. Free Palestine.
Soccer fans are goddamn lunatics. Okay? They're animals. No offense, Chris, but soccer fans are some of the stupidest people that have ever walked the face of the earth.
No, I'm just talking about football. I'm just talking about football.
The best. No politic here. Okay?
Free Palestine. Free Palestine. Free Palestine. Free Palestine.
Shut up, you fat bitch. Holy shit. How stupid are those fucking people? All he had to do was say Israel is a strong team, but Mali's going to destroy them. And he realizes, fuck it. I'm just gonna say free Palestine. Chris says, old fuck started it, dumb bastard. Chris says, not as bad as Caledonia folk. Yeah, at those games, there were some real dipshits. The fans. Kenny says, some accents are so great. Those weren't, though. It's the rolling R's that get me. Free Palestine. No, that's true. All right, next thing I want to show you. I listed this as a son of a former Zaniac audience member did this. Dude put fireworks inside of the dryer, and then he tries holding the dryer door shut by like putting his feet up to it while he's sitting on his ass. This looks like more than fireworks inside of there. This looks like, about 30 sticks of dynamite. This is going to be shocking for some of you, by the way.
Don't try this at home or anywhere.
Okay, the guy vanished. You're thinking he blew up. What happened to him?
A man got several injuries earlier this month after this stunt involving a firework in a dryer. The dryer exploded with both his feet on it and threw him onto his back. It broke his ankle, and he needed stitches on his lip and his tongue. This all happened during a...
Wow! That happened at a home cookout.
It broke his ankle, and he needed stitches on his lip and his... tongue. This
I'm trying to get frame by frame. Wow. Look at that's where his face got exploded. Wow.
This all happened during a home cookout.
That intense explosion. Oh.
Don't try this at home.
Shit. Look at that. It just fucking blows it up. I wish they would have kept playing the video so we could see just the... How is he not dead? Jesus. Nick says, kids so dumb these days. When we blew shit up, we lit the fuse and ran like hell. It's exactly what we did. That is spectacular. Kenny says now fireworks will come with a dumbass warning. Do not use in clothes dryer. I think that, people are never going to stop doing stupid shit like this. And if that's the case, then yes, just shoot video. Because that's a great video. I love that video. I don't think he was that badly. I mean, he was hurt, but he wasn't that badly hurt. All right. Racing this weekend is at Berlin. BerlinRaceway.com. That's where you go for tickets. BerlinRaceway.com. They are $14 in advance. $18 at the gate. Buy them in advance at BerlinRaceway.com. 15 and under, free. Parking is free. Bring in a cooler with all of your snacks and non-alcoholic beverages. No glass, please. There's plenty of booze there to buy. You can buy it all. BerlinRaceway.com. Thank you to those good folks over there. Hello to Kuiper Tree Care. This is a brand new sponsor. This is only their second or third week. I believe second week with the show. So here you go. This is Ben right here. This is a guy who runs the show at Kuiper Tree Care. He is awesome. They are a great group. There's my man, Ben. He says, I'm a certified arborist. I've been in the tree business for over 12 years. Born and raised in Jenison, Michigan. Live there still today. Working outdoors and enjoying God's great creation. You see, that's key to say that, especially if you live in Jenison. Has been a wonderful blessing for me over the years. Now I am happy to provide personal, honest, and professional tree care to the Grand Rapids area. The folks at Kuiper Tree Care just brought down this old disaster pear tree that I had. Thank God. Ground the stump down to nothing. It was a fantastic effort. They were gone in just a couple hours. Then they trimmed and pruned this gorgeous maple I have in front of my house. Price was good. I was happy with that, and everything was taken care of. It was like they hadn't even been there. They did such a fantastic job of tidying everything up. If you need any type of tree work, in fact, here's a list of their services. As you can see, tree removal, tree pruning, land clearing, storm cleanup, stump grinding, tree risk assessment. Reach out to Kuiper Tree Care. You can call, text, or email. All the info is on their website, KuiperTreeCare.com, or just click on their logo at EricZaneShow.com. The number is 616-828-8225, 616-828-8225. I know some of you, like, don't even pay attention, and then when you do finally need it, you go, oh, yeah, easy, and then you reach out to me. That's fine, too. You can reach out to me, Eric, at EricZaneShow.com if you need help with this sponsor or any of my sponsors. Like Joe Martinez, A&E Heating and Cooling. Legendary support from legends in the industry, that being Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling. 616-516-8579 at 616-516-8579. Joe can hook you up with everything you need for your furnace, for your AC. Whatever you need, Joe's got you hooked up. Maybe you just need a tune-up or a cleaning. Joe can help you with that. King's Room Barbershop invites you to check them out. 50 years of haircuts fit for a king at King's Room Barbershop. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street, right next to the costume room. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop. All right. I'm going to take a quick break because I need, I need water. Normally I'm going pee, but this time I need water. I'll be back. Nick writes, my cousin did make a bomb once, but had no fuse. He made a Wile E. Coyote line of gunpowder to it, thinking it would burn slow like the cartoon. And it was fast as shit, wasn't it? So basically, your cousin went by what he saw on Bugs Bunny, Roadrunner, and that's how he planned his bomb to go off. My God. Tyler says he didn't have time to hold up his help wooden sign. Nick writes, it blew up before he could even turn around. We pulled the shrapnel out with a Leatherman. Fucking shit. Oh, no. Sounds horrible. All right. Trump said something that's got everybody wondering what the fuck he's talking about. People were sending me this. Bleeding Heart Brian sent it. And I go, what the fuck is... And he said, yeah, he's unhinged. Now, he can't be serious, right? I mean, like, if you were a person who's voting for Trump, well, let me, I'll tell you what, I'll play the clip first. And then we'll talk about it. He's speaking to a room full of, it says the Turning Point Action Believers Summit. So it's a room full of Christians. Okay. And, this is what he says.
You won't have to do it anymore. Four more years. You know what? It'll be fixed.
Wait a minute. I'm fucking this up.
It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good you're not going to have to vote.
Over to you.
This guy doesn't know what to say. Trump just said, don't worry, in 4 years we'll have it fixed. You won't have to vote. Come on, man. Rebecca says, I told you he wanted to be a dictator. Even though he just said that there, and even though he said in day one he's going to be a dictator, I don't want you to think he's really going to be a dictator. I don't believe that. There is no way that that is what he means. I refute. Now, if I'm wrong, I will stand corrected. If in 4 years we don't vote and he's just the president in perpetuity until one of his sons takes over, then I'll believe you. But I'm telling you, that's not what's going to happen. Tyler says sarcastically, it's because of Project 2025. Yeah, I don't even know anything about that. I don't know anything about that. Chris says he says things in a stupid way. Now, I don't know what he meant by that. He hasn't said. Rebecca says, I'm sure they said stuff like that, EZ, about Hitler. This is not Hitler. This is not going to be that way. I don't like it either. But there's no fucking way that this is going to result in a redo of the Third Reich. I just refuse to believe that. Chris says he meant that the country is going to be so perfect, you won't even need to vote again. Well, I don't know that. I don't know that, and I know you don't know that. We don't know that. We don't know what he meant. I don't think it's a good idea to just put words into his mouth. I'm not going to go and say what I think he meant, or I'm not going to say what he meant. I might speculate as to what he could have meant. But the one thing I am not at all convinced by, I'm sorry, is that he's a dictator. I mean, if he came out and said, look, I plan on making it so that I'm going to be a dictator, and I'm going to slaughter a bunch of people in a genocide. If he announced that, then I would believe he's a dictator. But I refuse to believe that he's actually a dictator. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that, and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Patrick says Trump is a little like Rick. He just starts talking and then there is no stopping him. The only thing I could think of is that maybe he meant like vote online. I don't know. I don't even like to think about it, frankly. But the one thing I will say is I can't believe it. I cannot believe that we will be living in the type of country similar to like communist China or North Korea or something like that. It just wouldn't happen. There's no way. There'd be a coup. We would actually our military would overthrow our government. And would put righteous people in place who are normal thinking and not crazy, which I don't think Trump is crazy at all. I think he's got a huge ego, but he's not crazy. You know, someone said to me over the weekend, I was surrounded by Democrats and they said, so are you going to vote for Kamala Harris? And one of the people that was a Democrat said, I don't even know if she can handle this job. I mean, so I don't know if we should vote for her. I go, well, of course you should vote for her. Were you going to vote for Biden? Yeah. I go, well, I mean, Harris is definitely more capable of doing the job than Biden, for God's sake. Give me a break. I said, my position is I will vote for anyone other than Trump. It doesn't matter who's running against him. I'll vote for anyone other than Trump. If there was no Democrat running, I'd vote for the Kennedy asshole. I'd vote for myself before I voted for Trump. I just had a stroke there. Did you see that? Anyway. Rich refers to Kamala Harris as Kamala. It's not Kamala. It's Kamala. 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 Harris. Everybody gives her shit. I don't know anything to give her shit about. I'm not a shit giver. I mean, there was a lot to give Biden shit about. I don't know anything to give Kamala Harris shit about. She used to date that Willie Brown, who was like the mayor of San Francisco. And everybody gives her shit about that. And it's like, well, who cares? Politics is a dirty business. Of course people are going to do some weirdo shit. I don't care that she sucked the guy off and got her start in politics because of it. Who gives a shit? Mason Blue said she speaks in word salads. I've heard that thrown about too. Yeah, I guess if you find the clip, you can find anything about anyone. I speak in word salads, for God's sake. What the fuck's a word salad? What does that even mean? Does that mean just says a lot of words that doesn't make sense? By the way, over the weekend, I was with the owner of this establishment that we were at for the canoe trip. He runs this place called Ray's Barbecue Blues and Brews. Nice restaurant right on the Isabel River. And you won't believe this. He comes up to me. He goes, hey, I've been listening to you since you signed on, and I've got something to tell you. I go, what is it? He goes, I want you to take this as a compliment. I go, okay. He goes, when you are on the air, one of the things I noticed about you on Q100 is that you take your time when you're speaking and you pause. I go, uh-huh. And he goes, it's great. He goes, you remind me of your own version of Paul Harvey, who would pause when he speaks. And I'm like, God damn. Well, fuck yes. And I go, no, that's definitely not a criticism. That is, I take that absolutely. If you compare me to Paul fucking Harvey, I mean, I don't think Paul Harvey was telling anybody to go fuck themselves. But, I mean, that guy, he could tell you a story. That was a fantastic storyteller right there, Paul Harvey. So I'm like, well, hell yes. I'll take that any day of the week. I appreciate that very much. David describes word salads as circular talk. Don't know what that means either. I don't know what word salads are, and I don't know what circular talk is. David also remarked, David in Hudsonville remarks on her laugh. Yeah, I heard her laugh, and I like her laugh. It's a cute laugh. And let me just tell you this. You can't not like someone because of the way they laugh. I mean, like, I hate the way Kelly Cheese laughs, but I love her. And besides, she's got a great laugh. I think the problem is all these men who are making these ridiculous statements that are criticisms of her and don't really, you're not really saying anything. I think what it is you just don't like the fact that it's a woman. That's what you're showing me here. You're not really saying anything tangible. I mean, like, if you were to give Trump criticism, you could say very specific things about his past, things he said and done, very specific, and you could drill down on the things that you don't like about him. But all you guys are doing, and it's all men, are talking about her laugh, and then you're using these made-up terms like word salad and round and circular words. And to me, that doesn't mean anything. You haven't done anything but just out yourselves as people who hate women. That's what's going on here. I'm just going to call a spade a spade. I love you. I appreciate you being here. But at the end of the day, you're very much intimidated by the female form. Maybe someone abused you. Nick writes, I'd vote for a woman, just not a libtard one. We all get one vote. We all get one vote. Chris says, so men cannot criticize the potential president. These are all well-known issues. She says a lot of words, but says nothing. Well, I guess it's all open to interpretation. Every time I hear her talk, she seems to make sense to me. It's not my fault if you guys can't follow along. So what we have here on the show is various men who are 100% against women and everything. You heard it right there. So Chris, David, Nick, Rich, and Bob, and Maze and Blue all think that women should die. That's their words. And I'm just here to acknowledge that and point it out. That's a horrible way to live. I cannot believe you guys said that. Incredible. Incredibly bold you are. Thank you, Stevie. Stevie and I know what time it is. You should all vote for Harris. There, I said it. You want to be like me, so vote for Harris. Over the weekend, when I was in Grayling, there is an old movie theater called the Rialto. And this thing's been around for hundreds of years. I got to show you a picture of it. All right. This is the Rialto Theater in Grayling, Michigan. It's one screen. If you want to see a movie in Grayling, you go to the Rialto. My dad took me to see Apocalypse Now when it came out here. I was probably like six. There you go. That's a picture taken of it from the screen looking out to the seats. Old school theater. Why am I bringing this up? They were showing the new Deadpool Wolverine movie on the one screen. I was impressed that on the opening weekend, the Rialto Theater had a brand new movie. That's how popular they knew. That's how popular they knew the movie was going to be. They knew the movie was going to be popular. So they even got a copy of it sent over to the Rialto. Now, I'm guessing at the Rialto, they had to use like an old school projector. But they did, and it's a damn good thing that they showed it there and at every theater in between, because that fucking film made north of $200 million in its opening weekend. That is incredible. Stunning box office. The previous record for an R-rated film was $160 million by the first Deadpool movie. This one made north of $200 million. That is also the eighth largest open in film history. I take it back. The first Deadpool made $133 million in 2016. Worldwide, this film made $444 million in its first weekend. Now, when you think about it, because I'm guessing Ryan Reynolds and what's the guy who plays Wolverine? Gene Hackman. What's his name again? Wolverine. Hugh Jackman. Gene Hackman. Jesus. Those guys probably made, I don't know, $70 to $100 million alone. I mean, combined for the film. I don't know. I heard somebody say that Jackman made $30 million. How would you like to have that big of a payroll on the film? And in the first weekend alone, they're already in the black by like a ton. My God. By the way, Mrs. Deadpool supposedly is going to be played by whoever the fuck is married to Ryan Reynolds. Some hot chick actress. I think she's going to play Mrs. Deadpool or Lady Deadpool, as she's known as. I don't know if I'm going to see this movie. I'm not really into anything film-wise. If it comes out, I'll watch it like on my phone, or I'll watch clips of it. That's what I'll do. I'll watch clips of it on YouTube in like 3 years. The San Diego Comic-Con is the big one. Robert Downey Jr. came out. He is going to be in the upcoming one of the Marvel movies. And he's going to not play one of the Avengers. He's actually playing one of the villains. Like, how the fuck are you going to make this work? He's playing the part of Dr. Doom. He came out wearing like the gear from Dr. Doom. Some of you are like, who the fuck is Dr. Doom? Yeah, if you're a nerd like me, or was a nerd, you know who Dr. Doom is. Marvel Studios returned to San Diego Comic-Con with dancing Deadpool variants and a choir for a panel that included news about the next two Avengers films. Surprise guests including Harrison Ford and Robert Downey Jr. Downey is coming back to Marvel films, but not as Iron Man. He's going to play Victor Von Doom or Dr. Doom in at least one of the upcoming Avengers movies. Boy, I'm curious about how they're going to do this. Downey kicked off Marvel's movie success in Iron Man, as you know. New mask, same task, Downey said to frenzied cheers. All right, that's about all I know about this. I'm a little bit beyond the superhero movies at this point. I think I'm superhuman, superheroed out. They just don't do it for me. Now, I'm in the minority considering that the Deadpool film made more than $200 million, but I think I've just had it. Rich says, if you see the Deadpool film, it'll explain to you how he can play Dr. Doom. Okay. Patrick says the Deadpool movie was such a great film. Deadpool talked more than Rick, but Wolverine made up for it. Blake Lively is her name. Tyler says, I saw it yesterday. It was fine. I don't think it's as amazing as everyone else thinks it is. Kenny says, Deadpool is the best. F the rest. I'm over with Marvel Avengers movies and done with DC after the past 2 years and their idiotic decisions. Patrick says, I wish they would make a Fistor film. Side note to all of this. Just the other day, we were talking about Samaritan 2. on that episode, on that show that I did, Adam Balboa, who was the biggest Sylvester Stallone fan, he heard that show I did. And he said that they're getting set to, like, take the next step towards shooting Samaritan 2. I forgot exactly what he said. And then he said, and for the last goddamn time, quit saying that he needs ice cream to survive. And I'm like, I don't know what movie you saw, but I know the movie I saw. And there is a whole scene dedicated to eating ice cream to save his life. Hey, yo. Hey, I feel a little run down. Hey, yo, can you give me some ice cream? And the kid opens up the freezer and pulls out, like, the fucking Neapolitan and gives him the ice cream. He's, oh, boy, I'm feeling woozy. I'm coming back, though, man. Yo, you know? And so, yeah, he's the character, Samaritan, is powered by ice cream. You have to see this. Tyler writes, ayo, ayo, I need the big guns. Grab the mint chip. I think if I look up Samaritan ice cream, maybe I can get the actual scene. Samaritan ice cream scene. Samaritan clip. Why don't you go have some ice cream? No. I can't find the fucking clip. There is a clip I can get. It's right here. Samaritan's getting shot at. He throws a tire and takes a couple dudes out. He didn't even hit him. Look at all the plastic surgery on his face. Bullets don't hurt Samaritan. Oh, my God. Give me some ice cream. All right, I can't do it. I just can't do anymore. We could, when it comes out, do you guys want to have a Samaritan 2 watch party? Tyler says Stu McAllister could star as Samaritan sidekick Dippin' Dots dude. Amazing Blue says he gets too hot and he overheats, LOL. Right. So he needs ice cream. Everybody's just keep repeating what I already said. All right. Let's see. Is there anything else I got for you? I don't think so. I think I'm running out of gas. I am running out of gas. I do want to mention before I get to the asshole of the day today that Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV invite you to reach out to them. If you need any work done on your car, your EV, or your hybrid, 616-532-6600. Thank you to them. 616-532-6600 for Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. In Grand Rapids, they can fix anything. Whether it's scheduled maintenance or you have something more severe happening, they can take care of you. Thank you to Frank Fuss. Frank adds, if you or someone you know has been turned down for long-term care insurance, Frank can get you covered. 70% of seniors will have a need for long-term care. Frank has an ebook on long-term care for you if you want it. No retirement plan is complete without a plan for long-term care. So if you know someone who's getting set to retire and they've got their Social Security figured out and this or that, you still need to sit down with someone like Frank about how it all works, how all these puzzle pieces fit together. Everything he does for you is free. Reach out to Frank today. Go to buyinsurancehere.com and he will set you up with the consultation you need for you or someone you know or love who is getting set to retire, because that's a big step, you know?
Yeah, you know.
And finally, buy now, finance later. Refinance later, I should say. Buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. 231-332-6505. Get yourself into a mortgage today and get into the home of your dreams. Whether it's a first-time buying scenario or you've done this many times in the past, no matter where you are in the U.S., reach out to Mario at 231-332-6505. All right. Asshole of the day today. Who did we talk about again? I forgot who we mentioned. One of you had made a mention of who the asshole of the day could be. Was it fireworks guy? I forget now. I think it is going to be fireworks guy. He didn't hurt anybody else. He just hurt himself. Fireworks guy. Congratulations. Brought to you by TC Paintball. Asshole of the day. Hero of the day. Kenny Marsh. Demo derby guy. Love that. Chris says, why is it the asshole of the day? It was an awesome demonstration. Well, maybe if it was idiot of the day, perhaps he would win that award, maybe. I don't know. All right. Thank you, folks. I appreciate you. I'll talk to you on Patreon. Thank you so much for being part of the show. Kenny says, nomination, honorable mention, all the people in the chat who gave Rick grief for his story. Till next time, folks, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.